Agencies have been using the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey to get feedback since 2002. It's one of the main tools used by the Office of Personnel Management to monitor agencies' human capital management efforts. Now a group of researchers says the survey itself could stand some touching up. After reviewing more than 40 research articles based on viewpoint survey data, they say there's room for improvement in the survey data quality. Dr. Sergio Fernandez is an associate professor at Indiana University School of Public and Environmental Affairs in Bloomington. He's one of the authors of the report, and he joins me now. Professor Fernandez, great to have you on.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. So you say there's a weakness in the content, design, and implementation of the survey. Now, you're talking about something that really looms large in this market. What do you mean by that?
Well, we approach the survey from the perspective of academics who are using this data that was being collected using an instrument that was not designed for the purpose of academic research. So we were critical in that regard. We saw some limitations with things like item construction, so some of the questions could be improved. We thought that it's a shame that when several hundred thousand respondents are responding to the survey every year, we can't track these respondents over time. This is a survey that's used to be done every 2 years. Now it's done every year, but we can't track respondents. It's really beneficial to scholars to be able to have panel data where respondents can be tracked over time, so we can look at changes in responses from individuals over time. So those are some of the areas where we thought we could make some improvements, or OPM could make some improvements in the instrument.
And so the ability to, or the inability to track individual respondents over time is a weakness for academics. Is it also a weakness in agencies' ability to interpret the data that's presented before them from the survey?
It could be. If they would like to do some empirical analysis where they could look beyond correlations and try to understand some, draw some causal inferences, look at some cause and effect relationships, longitudinal data is a better source of data. It's a better methodological approach for causal inference than just mere correlations.
I guess they would say then that the problem there would be that privacy and anonymity of the respondents is important. Would it be possible to get that longitudinal data without revealing who it is that's answering?
It is a concern, but there are ways to identify individuals but preserve that confidentiality by not revealing their names, by not revealing identifiers, demographic identifiers that can be used to trace people, respondents back to an individual. In our paper, we recommend not creating a panel that includes all respondents, all 200,000 respondents, but just a small subset, a small subsample of respondents, even just 5,000-10,000 respondents that we can track over time would be tremendously beneficial.
So that would be projectable across the entire government, pretty much, if you had 10,000 people you could track?
Right. A representative sample of respondents for the federal bureaucracy as a whole that we could track over time.
I guess that makes sense because some of the big public surveys use 2,500 people to project across a nation of 320 million.
Right.
All right. So looks like your research focused on the topics of employee empowerment and diversity management. And especially the employee empowerment idea has been flogged a lot lately to show that morale is low in the federal government or people are disengaged from their jobs. But you say there are some weaknesses in the data showing employee empowerment. What's going on there?
So these are just two of a number of topics that have been studied by academics using this data. These were two that we focused on because academics have been able to use the data to study these two topics in a concerted fashion over time using this data. One of the interesting things about the concept of empowerment is that for a long time we thought of empowerment as simply giving folks, employees, more discretion, more authority to act. Whereas empowerment really in practice and as a concept is a package of practices, of interventions, reforms. It is about giving people more authority to act, more discretion, but it's also about giving them the training, the skills that enable them to perform more effectively. It's about giving them information about performance, clear goals, performance feedback. Some definitions of empowerment include the practice of paying employees based on their performance, attaching compensation to performance. So one thing that scholars have found using Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey data is that if you think of empowerment as an overall package of reforms or interventions, it works really well in terms of improving performance, improving job satisfaction, increasing innovativeness, reducing turnover. But when you unpack this package of reforms and you begin to look at some of the individual empowerment practices, then you see a much more mixed picture. Some practices seem to work really well. Others, the findings are more mixed, or in some cases, some empowerment practices seem to be counterproductive.
Well, if the data is not quite what it should be for academic use, does that mean it's okay for some of the, frankly, non-academic and I would say maybe agenda-driven interpretations that come out for this data? In other words, is it Velveeta, which is good enough for most of us, but not good enough for gourmet chefs?
The data are pretty good. As you noted, there have been several dozen peer-reviewed journal articles that academics have produced using the data. There are several books that have been produced. So the data are pretty good. There are a number of unique opportunities that the data present. We really don't have another public management scholars really don't have another data set with so many respondents that measures so many different concepts over about a dozen years now. So it is a wonderful data set. I think it's probably even more useful to policymakers and managers because, it's designed for that purpose. So academics are using it as a secondary source when it wasn't designed really for academic research. But we've been able to do a lot with the data. What we're hoping is that we can make some improvements, some tweaks to the methodology, to the data collection approach, the instrument itself, the items, in order to make it even more useful to academics.
We're speaking with Sergio Fernandez. He's an associate professor at the Indiana University School of Public and Environmental Affairs at Bloomington and author of a new report. I guess it's really, you could call it a meta survey, you know, of the research done on the research of the Federal Viewpoint Survey. And so if improving it for academic purposes would be possible, would that also improve it for policymaking purposes and everything else that it's used for?
Yes, I think so. It's well designed for that purpose at the moment for policymakers and managers, but some of the enhancements, the tweaks that we're recommending, I think would make it even more useful and valuable, especially when it comes to understanding some causal relationships, causal effects that managers and policymakers are interested in as much as academics.
Yeah, I always thought cause and effect are good things to sort out if you're going to make decisions about what to do. So
right.
What are some of the recommendations you have for the survey?
So creating a panel would be wonderful. We wouldn't have to track every single employee, identify every employee, every respondent over time, but a subsample of several thousand that we can track over time would help a lot in terms of more rigorous research that would allow us to tease out some of these cause and effect relationships. There's some improvements that can be made in terms of item construction, so the wording of questions, response categories, some minor tweaks there would help. Another thing that we recommend is that is adding some rotating batteries or sets of questions that address other issues, concepts that are important but are not really covered in the survey at the moment. Motivation, for example, there aren't many good items to measure motivation in the survey. And OPM, we believe, can come up with a 5-10 item battery of questions on motivation that it can rotate. So every employee, every respondent wouldn't get that battery of questions, but you can rotate it with some other supplementary battery of questions. So our recommendations try to preserve the integrity of the existing survey. We don't want to interrupt the trends over time that have emerged in these in responses to the 80-some-odd questions that are in the survey. But we're recommending adding maybe 10, 20 questions to the survey and rotating those. Australia is a good example. They have a similar survey that they do of their public service, and their survey has about 200 questions. And about a third of those questions or a quarter of them are rotated in and out. So if there's an important topic that their public service is interested in, they will introduce a set of questions on that topic and maybe the following year replace it with questions on another topic. And it doesn't hurt their response rate. You don't want a survey that's excessively long because then people don't respond to it. But in Australia, they've been able to get away with a significantly longer survey that measures a lot of additional concepts that aren't covered now in the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey.
And does Australia have a panel that they use from year to year?
It's not clear to us if they do. If they do, they're not using the data that way.
Okay, and are any particular series of questions that you think are most ripe for rewording? And if you did reword them, would they still be comparable in terms of comparing responses from year to year?
It would be nice to have questions on motivation. It's such an important concept. It's not adequately covered by the survey at the moment. In the paper, we outline some other topics like commitment, organizational commitment, some other employee attitudes towards work that would be very beneficial to know more about and be able to measure using the survey.
All right. So any response yet from OPM or the people that are in charge of all of this?
My co-authors on the paper have been in contact with OPM and OMB, who's put together a working group of federal agencies and academics to find ways to share data, existing data, and collect new data. So the response so far has been positive.
All right. Sergio Fernandez is an associate professor at the Indiana University's Bloomington School of Public and Environmental Affairs, or I guess School of Public and Environmental Affairs in Bloomington, and an author of that report. And we thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.